Well, there's a new group, the National Council of Dementia Minds, that is seeking to ease the burden for patients and families dealing with a dementia diagnosis. And this has deep roots in Michigan. It actually stems from ALMA. Brenda Roberts joining us live, who is one of the founders of this group. Brenda, good morning to you.
Good morning, Guy. Thank you for having me today.
It's great to have you. And as I said, we're dealing with this in my family in a number of different ways. When your husband, Mark, was diagnosed at an early age, what was your experience? What led you to seeking to form this new group?
Well, when we looked around, Guy, it just seemed like what we've called the tragedy narrative. It was all about, oh, the sad part of living with dementia, how hard it is. And are there challenges? Absolutely. But we kind of made an intentional decision that we were going to live our best life possible and surround ourselves with others who want to do the same. And so our group is all about strategies to live well with dementia.
One of the things that I have dealt with, and I saw this with my uncle maybe 15 years ago, that as he began to decline, and my aunt and my cousins are delightful, wonderful, sweet, caring people, but they began to treat him like he was no longer there. They would talk about him in front of him, thinking that he wasn't processing this because he wasn't verbalizing it. Isn't that one of the most critical mistakes that we make as family members and those that love people suffering with dementia? Is that we tend to think that they're not there anymore and we dismiss them.
Oh, Guy, that's so accurate. And you know what? That, from our experience in the folks in our group, that experience begins right at the time the person is diagnosed with dementia. I mean, the experience is from the moment the doctor gives the diagnosis, they start talking to the care partner. Now, I don't want to say that with everybody. I can't, you know, swipe
no.
with everyone. But many times the experience is the doctor just starts talking to the care partner, and not the person living with dementia. And so it's from the moment they're diagnosed. And today, we're getting better at diagnosing. So people are getting diagnosed in earlier stages of the disease and at earlier ages. And so that's the folks that we're really working closely with, are those people who are in the earlier stages and have lots of life to live between the time they're diagnosed and the time, like what you said, your family member progressed to the point that, you know, not able to verbally communicate, although there's lots of other ways to communicate too.
Well, yeah, and I guess it's to some degree it's about the way we approach it. We tend to think, and I can understand this, that they are less than they used to be. Maybe the more positive way of approaching it is saying they're just different than they used to be, but they're not less than who they used to be.
Wow, Guy, you could be an author. That's what the progressive thinkers with dementia and authors are saying, is they just perceive the world differently. You know, they're not less than human. They, you know, I remember when my husband was diagnosed, the neuropsychologist turned to him and said, "This doesn't mean you're less than human." And I'm like, why would that even cross our mind? Of course not. You know, and so it is very much, that's the stigma, right? That's the stigma,
right,
that's related to the disease and the lack of understanding. And so our group is out there. We have people living with dementia who are providing educational opportunities for other people. And, you know, one of the biggest stigma busters is just to interact with them, you know, and say, wow, you know what they hear the most? But you don't look like you have dementia, because what do we conjure up in our mind, you know, the older
person? Flat, expressionless face of
yes,
someone that's, yeah, and that's not the case. And the other thing is, it's also transitory, Brenda. I mean, everybody with dementia has good days and bad days. There were days when my dad was much more aware and much more plugged in, and then there were days that maybe things just weren't going as well. And so you also have to roll with those punches. Now you talk about these seminars and these educational opportunities. How do people in this audience access those?
There's a website, mentionminds.org. Easy. And now we have opportunities for a Mention Minds family and friends series. So it's a perfect time for people to check out the website.
Okay, you dropped out there for a moment, but I believe you said
here.
The National Council of DementiaMinds.org?
No, I'm so sorry. DementiaMinds.org.
DementiaMinds.org.
You got it.
That's true. All right, and I'm gonna get that tattooed on my forehead, because I gotta tell you, and maybe it's just the age that I'm at right now in my 60s, but everybody I know is dealing with this with their parents and struggling for ways to make sure that we can enhance their quality of life as much as possible. So DementiaMinds.org, your avenue to changing the conversation, changing the perception, and developing the skill set to help the person you love live a better life, especially after that early diagnosis. Brenda, thank you so much for taking this very angry bull by the horns and making it better for all of us.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you, Guy.
By the way, love the little town of Alma. I went to school up in Mount Pleasant and did a lot of visiting down in Alma College. Take care.